guess that the reason why the millivolts is still a little on the high side, but not too bad, is because I'm using a battery that's slightly larger or stronger or voltage than is the battery that Robert O. Becker used. He probably used something like a hearing aid battery or something like that, something with less voltage, so that the end result would be closer to what he specified in the patent rather than my end result, which is slightly higher than what he specifies in the patent. But what I'm getting is pretty close, but at least I got an idea now. It's he probably did not use a AA battery. He probably used something smaller in voltage. Maybe half a volt to start with, I don't know.